The Banislaw Union Workhouse was erected in 1840-41 on a 6-acre site at the west of Banislaw at a cost of £9,600. It was designed by the Poor Law Commissioner's architect George Wilkinson. The building was based on one of his standard plans to accommodate 1,000 inmates. The local limestone quarry, which employed over 150 stonecutters, supplied the stone to build the workhouse. As part of the Workhouse Law Act 1838, the purpose of all workhouses was to provide for those who could not provide for themselves. During the famine in 1845, a 64-bed fever hospital was built by a Mr. Anthony Clark next to the workhouse at a cost of £925. The records for the 1846 showed that 254 inmates had died and all of the workhouse officers had also perished. The minutes for the Banislaw Union Workhouse on the 30th of June 1849 note that there was now 498 inmates and that 41 had died during the previous week. Men with carts were employed to carry the corpses, some without coffins, to Bully's Acre in Cleamore. Also noted was that in 1849, the workhouse was also given relief to 468 people in their homes. The census returns for 1851 showed that the number of inmates in the workhouse was down to 2,487, and that some of the remaining inmates were transferred to a new workhouse in Mount Bellew. The fever hospital, taken over by Dubray Shoes, operated right up until the 1980s. The fever hospital still stands at the back of a warehouse beside the original workhouse. In 1918, the British Army took over the male side of the workhouse and the male inmates were transferred to the workhouse in Loughrea. In 1922, the Free State Army replaced the British Army until 1924. After that, it was put to a variety of uses, for example, the library, the brass band, a boys' primary school and the FCA were all housed in the building until 1955, when all but the east wing of the main building was destroyed by fire. The remaining buildings was used as a meat processing factory, Paddy's Lamb, until 1970s. It was bought and demolished in the 80s and the hardware shop Barrett's was built in its place. The east wing on the right of the shop was demolished in 1995. What now remains of the workhouse is this wall, lowered and minus its high railings, plus some buildings in the yard, which still have some of their original windows.